This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right, along with my co-host and sidekick, Miss Rita Crompton, the inventor lady herself. We welcome all of you, and specifically KACT 1360 AM in Andrews, Texas. Mr. Gerald Reed's company is taking our show now. We want to welcome all our listeners from that area, and thank you so much, Gerald, for trusting our show. And welcome to the Home Talk USA radio family. Also, we got a special announcement, a milestone, that this is episode 1,022 of Home Talk USA. We're slowly creeping up, Rita. We're closely creeping up to being the number one longest longevity home improvement radio show in the country. There is two shows ahead of us, but they're not on the air anymore. And wow. I think we're going to be passing them shortly. So we're creeping
Congratulations.
Up. Yeah. My producers told me that, and they said, King, you're at 1,021. And well, it's on our website, hometalkusa.com. You can see all our websites. And I said, wow. I said, go check out how many episodes our competition has. And when they checked it out, says King, you're gonna be passing this as the number one show longevity wise in the country. I said, whoa, this little home talk that 20 something years ago said would never make it on the air. Wouldn't even carry us. Amazing, huh?
There you go. Yep.
So what's happening, Miss Ventilady herself? What kind of show we have today?
Well, today we're talking about kind of a complicated topic. It's market research, which inventors do at the beginning of their steps, and then marketing that they do at the end of their steps. And I get inventors who will kind of switch them around a little bit or do them at the wrong time frame. For instance, market research, if you hire a firm to do it, it can be really expensive. But there's some things you could do yourself that don't take very long, and you get better information. But if you spend that money too soon, then by golly, when you get to the point where you've got to spend some money on marketing, you don't have any left. So how then do you do your marketing? So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Wow. Well, there's a lot going on. And also, I like to mention that we do get requests each week through Twitter and through our Facebook page and through just a basic emails to me and say, hey, King, how can we get my product on the Invent America show? I said, well, we have a segment of the show at the end of the show where we always announce the process. And there is a process, right, in doing
right.
this. And so we're going to handle all that at the end of the hour. But you're still trying to recover. I mean, I know it's been, a month now, but we're still trying to cover from the National Hardware Show. A lot going on there, a lot of requests also. And we have some potential news, potential products that might be joining your family if it all works out. Now, we can't reveal who they are or what they are, but you do have some coming up the pipeline, I assume.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I was on a meeting last week that was for all of the Inventor Group leaders, and they were so excited to hear about Invent America. And then within 24 hours, I had people calling and saying, this is where I'm at in the process, you know, and I would love to be on the show. But then we had our Inventors Roundtable meeting, and honestly, we had the Inventors Roundtable meeting on Thursday night, and you would be amazed. So that one meeting, we had people from Florida, we had people from Boston, Texas, California, Washington State, and Canada, all on that meeting.
Well,
all across America, all stages.
Well,
it was
like,
wonderful.
Like our new affiliate, KACT 1360 AM, what can they expect on the Invent America show? What's the purpose of the show? I guess we'll just do the Reader's Digest version.
That's great. You know, one, it's to show consumers new products that they might be interested in but didn't know were out there. So we're wanting to reach the American consumer. Two, we want to be able to help new inventors learn the right steps. So cool new products. You know, there's a really good way of going about the inventing process that you learn something from each step you do. And that's where we want to be able to take those new inventors and say, oh, aha, I've got an idea. I've got a better way of doing this. So it allows us then to reach that rural America radio listening area with really good inventions. Because our best inventions, Michael, come from the people working in the field.
Yeah. Well, we do have a...
And then we're reaching store owners and, you know, potential licensees out there. So our reach and our target market is everybody.
Well, we do have a programming change also. We were supposed to have Travis Kelly be our... guessing the not this segment, the segment after, but he's a fireman, so I want to make a programming note that we did update our website, and I think we're going to have a Derry Griffin talking about his caulking gun, right? He's going to be substituting?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we just make sure. So I think we're going to be taking a break shortly and explain a little bit about our guests. Keith Ott's going to be our first guest, right?
Keith is going to be our first guest, and amazing enough, he was a fireman for 25 years. And so his product is related to what he learned as a fireman.
Okay.
And so I'm going to let him tell that story a little bit, but a very cool product. He's been manufacturing. So he did do both market research and marketing. So he'll have a good perspective on that. And then Derry Griffin, he is manufacturing a couple of his products and is out there. So he's kind of, you know, done both of them. And I think for the inventor, the scary part is getting to the point where they can actually do some marketing and then have the money to do
it.
Yeah.
Then you have your product expert.
Expensive.
Yeah, then you got your product expert coming on, Mike Green, right?
Mike Green, he is a social media expert, and for a lot of inventors, social media is the go-to. Now, it can make you broke if you make the wrong choices. But if you do it, if you're smart about it, there are ways to do it, and that's what Mike's going to talk about.
Yeah. And, well, we got a great show lined up, and... give us that website, though, your website, though. I always like to promote your website, though.
It is www.inventorlady.com, and you can also find now the intro page for Invent America there as well. So we've moved it. It's all there. All the links are functioning just lickety-split, and we are good to go.
It's a big process. All right, Rita, let's take a short break. We've got to pay some bills, man. You know, a guess a day keeps the bill collectors away. You know what I mean? But
there you go.
But all right, we're going to take a short break. This is the Cajun Man, Mr. Cajun Man Michael King himself, the Cajun Contractor, along with my co-host and sidekick, Miss Rita Crompton. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit to some of the inventors out there in the Invent America part of the Home Talk USA radio program, as we talk to these young inventors each week, every week. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Yay!
back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back. That's right, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at gcnlive.com. Also, we do invite you all to check out our website. Anything you want to know about this show, our topics, our podcast, my TV show, Ask the Expert, it's just all the information. The Invent America segment of Home Talk USA is sitting on the website. All that information is there. So, hey, it's all about education information. That's what we do here each week and every week. All right, Rita, you have another good guest. Who is it?
Barry Griffin is our next guest. He is an inventor of several different products for a caulking gun, successful contractor for 25 years. He knows everything about the construction business. And part of that knowledge is learning, you know, where he can fill in with products that will make a contractor's job easier. Barry, thank you so much for being willing to step in at the last minute and help us out with this. Our guest who was segmented for it got called off to, you know, a fire. He was a firefighter. And so thank you very, very much. So tell us a little bit about your products, and if you've got a website. I know you're posted on my website, InventorLady.com, but if you've got your own, please let everybody know what it is and tell us about your products.
Okay. Name of the website is E-R-I-N, Erin-Innovations.com. Erin is the Irish word for Ireland, if anybody doesn't know, and I'm from Ireland, so happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. And my products, let's see. Okay, I've been a contractor for years. My first trade that I learned actually in Ireland was a painter-decorator, which was a four-year apprenticeship. So I'm well-versed in that field of construction, and then I branched out over the years to general contracting. So out of frustration over the years, products that I imagine in my head that should exist on a job site that don't, I decided, well, I'll have to build them. So here I am, talking to you as an inventor, no less. So my products are, basically, I've got two different types of holsters. One that holds a caulking gun, which is a no-brainer in my mind, because when you're on a ladder, when you're just walking on a job site, it's one less thing to carry in your hand, and a caulking gun is it's an unwieldy tool. So I've came up with a holster that just makes it easier to use that tool on a job site. And then, whilst I was in the same mind frame, I came up with a holster for spackle knives. Another problem on a job, drop spackle knives, they get destroyed, they get lost, they get rusty. So it's a way to store them and keep them on your hip when you're using them. So I think they're genius, but the market will prove me right or wrong, I assume. And then I reinvented a wheelbarrow, and there's a whole list of stuff. Go to the website, and if it's not entertaining, maybe you'll just decide that I need a psychiatrist. It's one or the other.
Well, thank you. And so part of your market research, inventors early on need to decide whether or not there's a market for their product. Otherwise, why go through all of the headaches and, right, financial stress if there's no market for it? So I always say our best inventors are people working in the field, which you are. And that's how you knew that you needed these products. And so when you couldn't go buy it, you invented it.
Right, exactly. Actually working in the field as we speak on the side of a mountain in California. So
there you go. there you go.
And I guess my market research at the beginning was just, I felt that if these tools existed, I would buy them. And I don't think I'm that unique in the world that I'm the only one that would, use a tool like this. That was my initial market research. Then I went to some of the trade shows with you, Rita, And I think that's the real proving ground, just the way people react to your concepts and ideas. I mean, for me, that's invaluable. It's the only thing that actually keeps me going at times when I think I've probably lost my mind, but now I'm in it. So when you're actually talking to people... Yeah,
you're marketing now, all right? So you're marketing now. You've passed the market research days, and so you're into the marketing. But, you know, what did you consider more challenging or less scary, depending on your point of view, gathering the market research you could trust or learning how to market your product at a reasonable cost?
I think it's both, and I'm still learning as I go. So I only have one product that's actually available for sale at the moment. So I'm gathering knowledge as I go, and sometimes you just learn by mistake. But first of all, you have to be a little, I don't know, you have to edit your ideas, I feel, because I can come up with an idea every 5 minutes, but are they good ideas, that thing? So you have to be a little, like, you know, edit, right?
And right.
have a practical mind. And then, as far as market research, that is, so far, the only market research is feedback that I get from people seeing my stuff online, and I hope my own good sense on what actually will sell in a store. Again, time will tell. I might be completely wrong. And that's the only market research that I found I can trust. It's just the reaction of people who would actually use these tools. That, to me, is the most invaluable research that I can get, or feedback I can get. You know?
And when you're going to the trade show, all right, because you've gone now, I think, 2 or 3 years with us, and the feedback that you get from the store owners and from the people that are working in those industries is critical in, one, you know, getting you to say, okay, yes, I do have something. But the word gets out there then because people are seeing it.
Right. Well, obviously, everything is done online now. And again, this is a field that I am just learning. I'm just getting my feet wet on this. But... yes, you do need to have an online presence. I mean, a strong online presence, actually. I haven't really pushed the buttons on that yet because my patents are still pending for the most part, except for one. So I'm just gradually ramping up, meeting people, learning as I go. Basically, I'm just learning on the fly. And whatever advice you give me, Rita, that's what I got. That's what I'm going on. Actually, I'm totally dependent on you, Rita. Sorry to tell you.
Well, thank you. That was the best commercial I've had in a long time.
Yeah, okay. You're welcome.
So, thank you so much. All right. You take care now and be safe out there on that job.
Thank you, Rita. Bye.
All righty.
Bye.
And now, as Michael always reminds us, it is time for us to pay some bills, and we will be back right after this message.